This is Jay Sekulow. Some major victories to report in the courts and in the halls of Congress.
Live from Washington, D.C.
This is my right.
Jay Sekulow Live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right
to
now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about freedom.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
I will fight.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the broadcast. Our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. I want to give you a quick update on some victories we've had. And also, I'm going to ask our producer to contact one of our staff lawyers because we just sent out an information letter on a student case out of Georgia. I'm not going to give into the details of the student's name, but I want to get some of the facts of this case. We've got a demand letter, an informational letter that has gone to the school officials this morning. The case is out of Rome, Georgia. It's about a valedictorian or a salutatorian, I guess, second highest grade point average in his class. So we'll give you information about that. Eric has those. We'll get that to you in a moment. But here's what we've got. If you're just joining us or haven't joined us earlier in the week, a couple of things right now that's significant. A big victory on Monday at the Supreme Court of the United States, the PROTECT Act, a brief we filed on behalf of the sponsors of the act, five of the co-sponsors we represented, 18 members of Congress. Interesting there, a decision that was 7-2 in our favor, so a major victory there. At the same time, a textbook provider in, this is a textbook provider that went for an SBA loan. The SBA loan is not given, according to this thing, regarding a group that is involved in, quote, homeschooling materials or materials that might have a biblical base to it. We went to work on that situation, and that was resolved. So some good news on that front. So we represented the gentleman who had this business. He applied for an SBA loan. They said no, the books, especially in the science area, had too much discussions about intelligent design and things like this. We don't want to allow it. We got that resolved successfully, so that's good news. I'm going to get the letter from that we sent to the lawyer, and I'll get you information about that. It's a letter that was sent to a student that we represent on another case. I'll get you that after the break, so that's going on right now. I'm trying to give you a sense of what's happening in the last few days. Of course, we've also got ACLJ lawyers going to the Supreme Court of Kansas the first week of June against Planned Parenthood. At the same time, Planned Parenthood again in the news.
Yeah, this is interesting and kind of a shocking story. The Arizona State Board of Nursing granted nurse practitioners the authority to perform abortions during the first trimester. This is the first time ever this has been allowed legally to allow these nurses to actually perform the abortion procedure. And then, of course, Planned Parenthood came around and said they admitted that for years the nurse practitioners have been allowed to perform these unsupervised abortions. So this basically they were admit after this law was changed to breaking the law for years past.
Yeah, that's why I want to underscore, folks. Planned Parenthood had nurse practitioners, not doctors, not supervised by doctors, performing first trimester abortions, which was violating state law at the time. They admit it now because the law has been changed. This shows you how strong Planned Parenthood is. Now, our lawyers at the American Center for Law and Justice are in a showdown in Kansas. You go to the website at ACLJ.org, give you an update on this case with Planned Parenthood in an amazing set of facts and circumstances. But the Arizona situation is the State Board of Nursing has granted nurse practitioners the right to perform a surgery without being a doctor. I mean, let's just call it what it is. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. That's 800-684-3110. Taking your calls on the Planned Parenthood situation. Taking your calls on the victory for which is a big one, on the PROTECT Act, on the online pornography, especially aimed at children. Victory for the bookstore that was going to be reinstated and now is reinstated at the VA hospitals. Victory against the SBA, the Small Business Administration, for the textbooks provided to homeschoolers. They were able to get their SBA loans. Good news here. We want to hear your calls, 1-800-684-3110. We come back from the break. We're going to give you an update on the situation in Israel. I want to give you some firsthand reports on that. Again, you call us at 800-684-3110. Now, let me tell you what we're offering. Since high school students are graduating, getting ready to go to college now, we want every parent and grandparent listening, get Foundations of Freedom. It's free. It's our gift to you, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or ACLJ.org.
the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, the Gettysburg Address, vital documents, all part of the foundations of freedom in America. Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
If you have not yet ordered a copy of our great booklet we've put together called Foundations of Freedom, I want to encourage you to do so. We're going to use that as almost like a textbook on this broadcast. These are the kind of the foundational documents for American law, and it's something that everybody really needs to have, and it's our gift to you. It's absolutely free. I want to encourage you to call our toll-free number to get your copy of Foundations of Freedom.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we want you to have a free copy of the Foundations of Freedom. Call right now. Toll free at 1-877-989-2255. Get your free copy, The Foundations of Freedom. Call toll free 877-989-2255.
Foundations of Freedom, it's absolutely free. You need to call and get your copy today.
It's the Logan Show.
Hi, this is Logan Sekulow, host of the Logan Show. Each week on the Logan Show, we bring you hilarious comedy.
Basically, I've invented extreme shuffleboard. It's a lot like normal shuffleboard, but here's the difference. Flaming discs.
Live performances and exclusive interviews with the biggest names in Christian music.
Tonight's special guest, Stellar Car. Sanctus Real. Toby Mac.
Cause we're booming out the stereo system. Pistols out to anyone listening.
Find out more information on upcoming shows, visit our website at loganshow.com. That's www.loganshow.com. The Logan Show is fun for the entire family and is on cable and satellite TV from coast to coast. In fact, we're on DirecTV every day on channel 378, the NRB Network. We're also available on Inspiration Network, iLife, FamilyNet, Daystar, God TV, and many more. So check us out and see what you've been missing. That's The Logan Show at loganshow.com.
This is my right, a right given by God.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the broadcast. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. That's 800-684-3110. We've talked to you about a number of victories. Got a new case developing right now. We've got the first informational letter out on it. It's a student in Georgia. It's the salutatorian of the class, number two in his class. He's allowed to give a speech. His speech includes a personal word of testimony, mentions Jesus specifically, and that becomes the basis of the school official saying, no, you can't do it. Literally, as we speak, the case is being worked on. I just jumped out of the studio, and one of our staff counsel, Eric Zimmerman, came in here and gave me the most recent copy of the letter that's going, or that has been delivered actually this morning. So we'll keep you posted on this. We're going to post something to the trial notebook as well. So this is a case involving college graduation. Now, I want to let you know something also. We decided that over the next week, we're going to offer Foundations of Freedom to you. That's our copy of the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights, Gettysburg Address, Ten Commandments, all in one really great presentation, one great little booklet. And I want you to have it because if you've got a child that's graduating high school or even elementary school on their way to high school, they graduated high school on their way to college, or if they're graduating college, every parent and grandparent that's listening to me should make sure their kids have this. And it's our gift to you absolutely free, especially at graduation time. I want you to call our toll-free number and get your copy of Foundations of Freedom. It is a great booklet. It's got, like I said, all the documents in it. 1-877-989-2255 is the number. Ask for your copy of Foundations of Freedom, the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights, Gettysburg Address, the Ten Commandments, all in one great booklet, and it's our gift to you, especially at graduation time, and give this to your sons and daughters graduating or your grandchildren graduating. 877-989-2255. We're getting a lot of calls coming in. Let's go right to the phones, Jordan.
Let's go back to the phones. Anita is calling from Kansas on line 2. Anita, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Anita.
I want to thank you for helping the people of Kansas with the Planned Parenthood case. As you probably know, we've been embroiled in a case with Dr. Tiller for a long time.
And Dr. Tiller, by the way, for, I didn't mean to interrupt you there, Anita, but Dr. Tiller, for those that don't know, performs late-term abortions. He's one of the few in the country that does engage in that practice, and he does, and it's been the series of a number of litigation. We're actually representing the district attorney for the Johnson County, who's brought an investigatory charge against Planned Parenthood, and the case is now at the Supreme Court of Kansas. So it's a huge case. I know it's getting a lot of attention out there, Anita.
Right. Yeah. And the pro-aborts in Kansas are politically and monetarily very powerful, but Kansans for Life, of which I'm a member, are very prayer and monetarily powerful too.
Well, I'm glad that there's a counter, and I'm glad that is an effective prayer counter as well. Let me encourage people to go to ACLJ.org. It's on the website. The Kansas Supreme Court unsealed the case against the district attorney who we're representing and the former Kansas Attorney General, Phil Klein. He's been investigating whether these clinics are in violation of Kansas law. The case against him was filed by Planned Parenthood of Kansas. The former Attorney General, no longer the Attorney General, Paul Morrison, who had replaced Klein as Attorney General, intervened to basically stop the case from moving forward. He now has resigned from the case, but there's still the prosecution going on and the investigation going on. And our lawyers, literally front and center, Ed White, senior counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, also one of our staff counsels, Carly Gamble, graduate here from Regent University School of Law, going out to working on the brief now, going out to Kansas the 1st of June for a major, I mean, you can't get any more major than state court, than the state Supreme Court of Kansas. But we're seeing over and over again, folks, this Planned Parenthood cover-up. We saw it this morning. First news item we bring you is Arizona.
Yeah, that's right. And they're actually saying after the nursing board approved nurse practitioners, which is questionable in itself, for performing these early abortions without any supervision by doctors. No supervision here required. So a nurse can, in fact, perform this entire medical procedure on their own. Planned Parenthood then announces after this was approved that they've been doing this for years. They've been breaking the law knowingly for years on this subject. They cover it up until their lobbying efforts work, and they announce to everyone, yeah, we know, everyone knows we've been doing this, and we've been doing this for years, part of our procedure. We've had this happen again with RU-46, with the ways to take RU-46, where Planned Parenthood say, no, we haven't told people to take it that way. Then it comes out, yes, they have.
Only after people die from
right,
it.
Right, after
women
people
died.
Get killed.
Right.
And again, this is the same kind of stories like Planned Parenthood using fake names to get office buildings. They use deception because that's the only way that they win or prevail in any of these battles.
One of the things we're doing in early June, we're going to bring our TV cameras back into our radio studios here. And you were going to have a special program on judges, a special program on Planned Parenthood, judicial nominations, chaplains. We've got a whole host of series of programs we're going to be doing, everything from the chaplains to the Church Free Speech Act, so the churches have the right to speak out on critical cultural issues. So a lot ahead, both on TV and on radio.
Let's go back to the phones. Cindy's calling from North Carolina on line 4. Cindy, welcome to JSEQO Live.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi. I had a comment. I'm really scared about this California decision because it shows how far the liberals are willing to go to get their agenda through. But then also, I wanted to know if there'd been any progress in the Senate about the logjam of judges and what should we do from here.
It's been a disaster, to be quite frank. Look, I was in Washington, as you may know, Cindy, because it sounds like you listen to this program. I was in Washington the last Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, actually Tuesday and Wednesday broadcast from D.C. And the fact of the matter is we're in a terrible logjam. Jordan works with our government affairs team. He's going up with me on Friday to try to move this logjam, but this is a problem. Nominations are not going through. We've got the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals hanging in the balance, and you see what happens when you have the wrong judicial nominees in place, or they don't get either. If the good ones don't get confirmed, and if there's a pattern in this, we're going to get into this in the weeks ahead because there's going to be one final push on judges. But this is something, Jordan, that is causing a lot of serious concern from all of us, because there are literally circuit courts of appeals, the balance of them hanging in the balance here.
That's right, folks. The fact that these judges haven't gotten through, and I mean, the promise that Harry Reid made, Senate Majority Leader, again, doesn't
what
come
happened
through
to that?
With that promise.
It's not going to happen, he said, right?
One judge gets through. The other two haven't gotten through. They blame Republicans. Republicans blame them. The fact is, they're getting close to that term that Lindsey Graham was talked about, Senator Graham talked about in the program. When they get to August, they will completely shut down activities at the U.S. Senate. There will be no confirmations, no judicial appointments going through. We are very close to that time period, folks. If we don't get a couple more through, that's it. And we're going to have to wait to see the outcome of the next election, which, as you all know, the polls are very close there. So we're looking at really no movement whatsoever. And the fact is that the story is just not getting the attention it needs to get. Remember how much pressure the Senate needed during those judicial confirmations to finally do good on their promises to get these folks confirmed. They're not getting that pressure right now. The attention just isn't there.
Well, what we're going to do is go to work on the situation for you folks and try to get it moving. We've got that going on. New case also, if you're just joining us. Student in Rome, Georgia, at the high school there, the salutatorian, basically said, you've got Jesus, the looks like at least the administrators have said, if you've got the word Jesus in your speech, you can't give it. We've notified the school district as to what the law is. It is this weekend, so we're going to either get it resolved today or tomorrow. We will keep you posted on that one as well. 1-800-684-3110. We're taking your calls on a variety of questions. Also, politically, what do you think is happening right now? It's a very, very unusual political season. You've got still a fight going on in the Democratic nominee. Now you've got Senator McCain looking at potential vice presidential nominees that he's interviewing this weekend, or at least meeting with. We want to hear what you have to think about all of this as well. 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, who's next?
Let's go back to the phones. Bobby's calling from Georgia on line two. Bobby, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Bobby.
Thank you, guys. I'd want to ask, with the abortion clinics getting under their license under false pretense, can't the city or the state revoke their license and shut them down?
There's been litigation on that and been attempts to do that and have been successful in many times. A number of Jordan announced this, I think it was probably in January, February, I think it was six Planned Parenthood clinics have been closed throughout different parts of the country. So there is a ongoing attempt through the regulatory process to make sure that they are at least complying with the laws. But what this Arizona story shows you is they aren't. Not only are they not, they're almost proud of the fact that they did not, because now they get the Board of Nurses to change the policy. And that's the outrage in all of this.
The really scary thing here, folks, is that Planned Parenthood doesn't care about what the law is. And you wonder, on how many other issues are they acting the same way, operating free from any kind of oversight, because everyone's afraid, these enforcement officials, state agencies are afraid to get anywhere near Planned Parenthood because of their lobbying power. Because it looks like this. Someone may have reported them for this, and they just had the law changed. That's what Planned Parenthood can do. They saw that maybe there's a report, maybe someone finally figured this out, maybe there was a complication. We don't know, but we do know is that Planned Parenthood just had them change the law and then comes and says, we've been doing this for years, letting nurses do these procedures, medical procedures, where at schools and places like that, I mean, look at the medical malpractice lawsuits going on all around the country, people suing doctors. Here, Planned Parenthood is encouraging nurses to carry out these somewhat dangerous procedures, even in the first term.
I'll tell you something, folks. It is an outrageous situation. It's one we're following very carefully, and we're representing a district attorney in the Kansas Supreme Court on these kind of issues. So not just talking about it here, folks. The ACLJ front and center. Hey, if you want to get information about our trip to Israel, we're leaving in less than 3 weeks. I want you to go with us. Especially if you got your passport now, you need to call, make your reservation, do it today. It's going to be an unbelievable trip. We were just on the phone talking about it this morning. It is going to be a great trip. We've got some more things added to the itinerary. 1-800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406 for the Israel trip, which we encourage you to be a part of. That's the tour information number again, 1-800-662-5406. If you want to make sure your graduates are getting a copy of the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights, that is Foundations of Freedom, you call us. We'll send it to you absolutely free. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Back with your calls in a moment.
It's a trip you won't want to miss, a trip of a lifetime to Israel. Join the American Center for Law and Justice in this unique 10-day visit to the Holy Land, June 17th through the 27th.
You're going to see the biblical sites. You're going to go to the border of Lebanon. We'll meet with the Israeli Defense Forces, military leaders, educational, academic leaders. You're going to see a tremendous insight as to what's going on in the Middle East.
Join ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow for this life-changing trip, but you must make your reservation soon. The deadline, May 15th. You'll visit the historic and holy sites in Israel and meet with top government leaders and military experts. Stand with Israel by standing in Israel, June 17th through the 27th. Join ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow for this unique trip to the Holy Land. The deadline for reservations, May 15th. Call now, 1-800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406. Or online at aclj.org. Make your reservations for Israel today. Since 1990, we have been privileged to assist hundreds of thousands of people in protecting constitutional freedom, religious liberty, the sanctity of life, and the institution of marriage and the family. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we remain committed to protecting your constitutional and your religious freedoms. And to that end, we have prepared a special booklet at the American Center for Law and Justice that we want you to have free of charge. It's called The Foundations of Freedom, and it includes the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Gettysburg Address. Get your free copy of The Foundations of Freedom today by simply calling 1-877-989-2255. Your free copy of The Foundations of Freedom. Call now, 877-989-2255. 888-989-2255.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. Again, if you want a copy of Foundations of Freedom, it's easy to get. What a great thing to give at this time of graduation. We encourage you to do it. Just call our toll-free number at 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, and we're going to send it to you right away so you can give it to your grandson, your granddaughter, your son or daughter. This is something you need to have in your library, especially for these college graduates. Constitution, Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights, Gettysburg Address, the Ten Commandments, 877-989-2255. And again, you could go to aclj.org. Also, if you want information on the tour, the Israel tour, Jordan's going to give you the number. You need to call today. Very important. This is really the last week. We may be able to squeeze a few more days out next week. We want you to go with this. It is an incredible itinerary we put together. I'll be leading the tour. You're going to want to be there.
We are ending up finishing up and filling up the final buses right now, folks. So we're at a point where we know how many more we can add, and that's it. So you need to call. If you're ready to make the decision, you can be with us in Israel. You still have time. If you call this number, literally one phone call, you book your flight, your hotels, your meals, everything, the tour, all of it, just one phone call.
And it's one price.
Right.
Yeah, that's important to know.
1-800-662-5406. That's the number you call to book everything. It just takes that one call. You can book everything for your entire family, for you and your loved one, you and your spouse, you and a child. We had grandparents who were bringing their grandchildren as well. So I encourage you folks, this is the time to make the call. 1-800-662-5406 to be in Israel with us in just a few weeks. Let's go back to the phones. Corinne's calling from California on line 6. Corinne, welcome to JSecio Live. Corinne, you've got your radio up. We'll have to come back to you. Let's go to Ronnie calling from Maryland on line 3. Ronnie, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, I wanted to make two comments. First, the feminists and also the government. As far as this, we want to make women feel protected. We don't want them to go into back alleys and get these abortions. We want these doctors to, you know, be safe. And
yeah, well, and the conversation should end right there because they're not letting it be doctors anymore. They admitted, Ronnie, they admitted that their practice has been, Planned Parenthood's, in this particular locale, to allow nurse practitioners to do the abortion surgery. And that's what it is. And now they get a change, so now they come out and admit it.
Let's go back to the phones. June's calling from California online, too. June, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, June.
Good morning.
Hi.
I just wanted to get an update on the case with Gina, the student, I think, in, from New York.
Yep, Gina DeLuca. I was driving back today, June, from this morning, from our office in Washington, D.C., to our office here in the campus of Regent University in near Norfolk, Virginia, in Virginia Beach, and I was on the phone talking about that. It looks like we are not going to get a satisfactory resolution from the university. I will be stunned if we do. We've got another series of legal letters have gone out, but it looks like, I will tell you this, without going into great detail on the case, I will tell you this, we are preparing litigation. Now, whether it will be filed, whether it will be necessary, we don't know yet. We hope to have Gina actually in the radio studios in Washington week after next, which we're going to tape for TV. So I think that would be great. So you get to talk to Gina one-on-one in our radio studios. So we're working on that right now. I've also got, by the way, lined up some great congressmen that are coming in. So it's going to be a very, very exciting TV production schedule coming that'll be playing this summer for you. But the Gina situation may end up going to court. We'll keep you posted.
Let's go back to the phones. David's calling from Kansas on line 5. David, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi,
hi, David.
Jay.
Yes, sir.
Hey, what do you think of the word infanticide?
Infanticide. I think that's what, well, I've said this. Look, partial birth abortion, I've called it infanticide. You can call it whatever you want. I call it infanticide. And it came up in the Supreme Court argument. And there's, Justice Scalia makes these great points. I don't know if we have that clip available when he talks about abortion and the coarsening of culture. And Paul Clement, the Solicitor General of the United States, makes this great statement about, you know, drawing the line at murder. I mean, that's the words that he used. So there's some very, very strong statements that we have on this. And I know Eric is our director, is and producers feverishly back there trying to find the soundbite, and to let me know if we do, because I play it for you. But look, the infanticide fact is a fact. I mean, it's real. It's what part of the problem is here, and it names, and what you call things does make a difference, and how it's processed. So what we've got in a situation like this, we've got the Paul Clement bite. Let's go ahead. Take a listen to this.
Congress was entitled to make a judgment in furthering its legitimate interests that they were going to ban a particularly gruesome procedure that blurred the line between abortion and infanticide.
I think it's a concern with the horror of seeing, a live human creature outside the womb dismembered.
You heard it from Paul Clement. You heard it from Justice Scalia. And a victory in that case, by the way. A victory I think we're going to have to fight for, because that Freedom of Choice Act, I think it's going to get, depending on how this election goes, folks, it could get new and significant momentum. So be concerned about that. I am. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. We're taking your calls. Jordan, who do we have next?
Mary's calling from Washington on line 4. Mary, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hello.
Yes, Mary, you're on the air.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No problem.
My name is Marie.
Okay.
And I'm calling because I need some help here.
All right.
I have a boy who's in the third grade here in the school in Lakewood, Washington, and he informed me this week that, Mom, my teacher said that we can never talk about God in our classroom setting. He is aware that that is incorrect because we are a family of faith and we talk about
sure.
these things.
Marie, did he say what context? And number one, have you talked to the teacher yet?
I have not talked
okay.
to the teacher or the principal, and I'm very active around that corner at that school. But here is what my wish is.
Okay.
I don't want to, he's a third grader, so, you know, there is some time left for school
sure.
there. I would like to have that school educated.
Right.
What
we do
can,
it.
What can we do to send them the information and
without being so confrontive? Yeah, there's a process we have, and we call it an informational response. It's not a demand letter, although it has a lot of the same kind of information in it. But it's not written in the sense that if you don't correct this, we're going to court. It's an informational process. And I will tell you, Marie, most of the cases get resolved on the informational process. You sometimes have to go to court. Gina DeLucas, it looks like we may have to. Most of them get resolved on the informational letter. I'm looking at an informational letter we've just sent to a school district in Rome, Georgia, about a salutatorian that wanted to include a personal word of testimony, including his faith in Jesus. That became a problem. We're working on that in an informational letter context. So what I will do is put you on hold right now. You will get in touch. We'll put you in touch with our legal staff, and we will get an informational letter to you right away that you can then share with the school district. So hang on the line. We'll get you some help, okay?
Thank you, Jay.
Great.
I encourage you, folks, as we talk about this, it's important. We talk about our trip to Israel. We'll talk about some a little bit next week. I've told you we're running out of time. We are. We talk to our tour group advisors every single day, and they were telling us right now we've got basically a bus left that we're able to get if folks are still interested in coming. So we are able to add more to the trip, but we have got to have you call today. We're getting to the point we're going to be in Israel together in just a few weeks. I know many of you will see you over there soon. And those of you who are trying to decide, we want to be there with you. If you can afford it, if you can make the time commitment, if you and a loved one or you and a family member, we have different people. I can tell you from being on the trip last year, all ages, people that came alone, people that came with grandchildren, people who came with their own children, spouses who came together. We've got basically every group covered. So don't feel like there's any problem or any reason with what you're deciding to do. We want you to be there with us and experience Israel and this tour that we put together for you. So I encourage you, call right now. Call today, 1-800-662-5406 is the number you call. Again, 1-800-662-5406.
Yeah, we really do encourage you to go to Israel. You go to, by the way, at ACLJ.org. You can get information about the trip. But if you got your passport, call that number. They can book it in one call. It's completely booked because for one price, it includes everything. Airfare, meals, entry fees, everything. 1-800-662-5406 for the trip to Israel. Join us in just a few weeks. Now, everybody that's got a graduating son, daughter, grandson, granddaughter, give me a call. I'm going to send you as our gift Foundations of Freedom. We want you to have it. It's a great, great offer. It's the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights, Gettysburg Address, all in one great document. We call it Foundations of Freedom. 877-989-2255 is the number. Let me give it to you again. That's 877-989-2255 for your copy of Foundation of Freedom. Great information and resources on ACLJ.org. And make sure you watch this weekend coming up, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, ACLJ this week. We'll talk to you next time, but call for your copy of Foundations of Freedom today.